Good evening and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. It's Wednesday, the time is 6 o'clock. What is 6? 6:11.
Hey,
the time flies when you have fun, but where we are, we're having fun. So
frozen time.
Frozen? Are you frozen?
It's like icicles
no,
in here.
Is
it? No, it's not so bad here. It's
Ooh,
actually very
baby.
Nice. So, all right, the time is now 6:11. The date is the 16th of May, the year still 2018. Would you believe you're already 5.5 months into the year?
Yes.
It's crazy, huh? It's crazy. So, all right. What do we have now? We have, the Jewish day today is the 2nd of Sivan and the year 5778.
Ooh, long time, eh?
Long
what?
Time, eh?
Long time on earth.
70 what?
78. Yeah, all right.
You're too funny to correct.
All right. My name is Roy Peretz, and I want to introduce my porn stars. So, we don't have the fifth porn star, Sasha Star, because she's overseas. And you know what? Tomorrow, it's actually her birthday.
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Sasha! Sasha is in Israel today and she's having a lot of fun apparently. Is she having a lot of fun, Moshe? Plenty fun.
Plenty fun. Plenty.
Oh, good. So she's having a lot of fun and we all here freezing our
tuchuses.
Matzki.
Yeah.
All the parts.
Yeah. So now let me just introduce the rest of our staff. First of all, we've got from the deeps of Hyde Park, he comes to us, the gentle giant, also known as our queen.
Queen?
Coin.
Queen,
coin.
Thank you.
Coin. Coin.
Well,
coin.
It's almost the same.
Almost.
You know,
we were talking about Queen before.
Yeah, you've been listening to too much Queen.
No, I think that Roy have something else in his mind. Let's continue like nothing happened. Coin.
He's our coin, antique, and memorabilia expert. This is. Say hello to Eitan Nadler.
Good evening, everyone.
From 96 Anton Drive, running the most beautiful establishment. What now?
It is not the most beautiful. Cash in.
All right. Running almost the most beautiful establishment called Top Cash. He's also a Swiss watch and diamond expert. Please welcome Liel Rimon.
Yay. Good evening, guys.
He's a decorated journalist, art blogger, and South Africa best movie critic. Welcome, Peter Feldman.
Yay! Thank you, Roy. Thank you, everybody. And hope you have an enjoyable hour.
We will. We will, I promise you. Oh, whoever likes Turkish music, you'll have good hour now. All right, let me tell you. She's the lady that gives me a hard time, though. She's not my wife. She hails from the deeps of Keshin. Am I right?
Yeah.
But she's the girl that's responsible for our jewelry. So if anybody needs a jewelry for any occasion, just call our offices at 011-325-7777. Her name is Irene Bauer.
Woo! Hello, darlings.
Last but not least, the rumor says she gives the best service in the whole industry.
Please, and she's welcome. Back with us at last.
And she's back with us at last. She's still a little bit scratchy.
It's cold.
Or scratches.
Yeah, she's a little bit scratchy. Welcome, Nicole.
Hey. Hello, everybody. I hope you didn't miss me too much. I'm back with a bag.
You remember last week we wondered the surname.
That surname, same. Nicole is like Elvis, like Madonna.
You say people. Elvis, Madonna. I thought more like Satan or devil. You know, one word. We get the point.
So, no, but what I want to say that we missed you. We really did.
I must be.
You know Al Bundy from Married with Children.
Peggy.
When Peggy used to come to me, Al, did you miss me? He said, with every bullet so far.
Do you know, just to quickly say, that on my kitchen tea, I dressed up as Peg Bundy. That was used to be my nickname.
Serious?
When I was
Would you walk
younger.
Like this?
pig.
Serious?
Wait. Do it again. No.
Right.
Move from the microphone.
We are filming this. We are filming the guys.
You have to go to my Instagram or our Facebook, and you must look at those shows. It's really, really nice, guys. You have to join us. If you're listening from all over the world, and you know there's a lot of people that are listening to us from outside South Africa, because I'm getting mail from the USA, Canada, South America, Argentina, Chile, Costa Rica, Mexico, Spain, Portugal, Cyprus, Greece, and Israel. More basically anywhere that South Africans are there.
Guatemala.
Roy?
Guatemala.
And I'm getting mail from Lesotho.
We're giving respect to Guatemala today.
Roy. From Botswana. Oh. Yeah, from Namibia. Yeah, everybody listens to us in Africa.
Serious?
Yes, serious.
All right, good.
My aunt in Canada, she lives in Scarborough, said I should mention her. Hello, Auntie Nadit.
All right, here you go. You got an auntie as well listening to us. I can't believe that aunties are listening to us. There must be like young men and women, but aunties. All right, aunties are good too. So, what? Anyway.
Give them the energy of life.
Anyway, all South Africans love our radio, so that's okay. As long as you live abroad, you love us. If you don't live abroad, you won't like us, because what we say about South African government is not always the best, you know. And you know, I want you to, there's some YouTube videos and Facebook videos that we put in, and Instagram as well. Just go into our page on Porn Stars on 101.9. And I promise you that's really, really funny, and it's worth it. It really is worth it. And you can tell us what you think about, because you can't really see. We're not a TV show, but it's really nice to see what's happening in the studio while we're behind the scenes. Yeah, exactly.
While we introduce our own level of madness, which is ridiculous sometimes, and people can see what goes on here if they really want to see.
Guys, let me tell you, we're here to give you an hour of. Well, we've only got 50 minutes today, but we're going to give you 50 minutes of really smiles, and you know what? Just sit back, relax, and
hear all about the movies.
Exactly. Let's. Just relax a little bit. So the whole world is going crazy, and for what? America declared Jerusalem Israeli capital, and the Muslim world is going crazy and having now a rage day. That should have been yesterday. They had a rage day. You know, one that rage day quite all right, because after they had friendship day, flower day, love day, helping people day, they have to have a rage day.
Roy, look at the message that we got.
What's that?
Especially for you.
F you something K. Yeah.
No.
That's Turkish. Anyway, so after they had all those good,
Can you not mention it?
I like this guy's comment. But I can't mention it.
You can't mention it on a family radio station.
No, I can't. But keep it up. I must say it's nice.
It's very nice Photoshop. You're very talented.
So, like I said, the Muslim world is going crazy, and after all the good things they give to the world, like I mentioned before, the flower day, love day, helping people day, whatever, they need a rage day, and we have to give it to them. So it's okay with all the love that was spreading lately from the Muslim community, especially from Hamas. Hamas is a loving organization, as we know, a humanitarian loving organization. They love the people as well. So it's okay to do that. And a rage day, one rage day once in a while, it's not so bad. Even if it comes once a week, it's not so bad. Or once a day, it's not so bad. Especially in the Gaza Strip, you know, the Israelis have the great Hamas government leading a great nation, building a new nation underground, but still building. Doesn't matter if they're building and digging.
In tunnels, yeah.
So they're digging tunnels for terror. Or for fun. I mean, we don't know. Maybe those tunnels, they're going to fill them up with water and make water slides. We don't really know.
Water world.
So who cares, you know? They come to demonstrate on the border. The IDF said, he said to the Hamas government, do not try to cross the border. If you will, you're going to get shot. You're a republic by yourself. You know, the Israeli government gave them the keys to run their own republic about quite a few years ago. And they should run their own government, their own place. Why do they want to come? Why do they want to come to Israel?
It's for a what border, reason? Like any other border in the world.
Exactly. So they pass the border and they don't want to get shot. Anyway, they pass the border with weapons, etc. to get shot. Which I'm not happy with. I mean, you shouldn't just shoot people, but you shouldn't cross the border as well.
Today already Hamas said that out of the 61 they killed people, 50 was Hamas
Yeah, they're
people.
All activists.
So they're all, if not all of them, most of them. And the one that didn't was paid by Hamas to do this mischief. So, come on.
Yeah, if you don't follow the rules, you must suffer the consequences.
Yeah, but it's not that. What happened is that we're sitting with a huge problem. You know who asked for ceasefire? The virgins on top, they ask for ceasefire. They don't have enough virgins. They don't manufacture so many virgins anymore. So slowly, guys. I mean, just be a little bit,
72 virgins.
Yeah. So, times 50 is a lot of money. A lot of virgins. So I don't know where to find all those virgins, to be honest with you.
You know how they get there, Roy?
Huh?
You know how they get to heaven? Virgin Airlines.
Good one. So anyway, what I'm trying to say, I mean, you know, they said that Israel sieging the area, you know, is under siege, and but Israel is the only country that actually gives them all the supplies, you know, and then they went and burned the only entry into passage, Gaza, they burned it, so now they can't get supplies.
Not only they're burning the gas
supply area,
the gas pipes and everything that coming from Israel into Gaza. When we're giving them for free. They don't pay anything.
Food and medical supplies.
They're
not very clever.
Terrorized and break it.
Yeah. And they say Israel is sieging and closing them. Why don't they go and ask Egypt? They've got a huge border in Egypt. Why don't they go and ask Egypt? Please. They say Israel is sieging. Why? How can we siege on one side?
Because Egypt is not Israel, and Israel will not give them... Egypt is... Muslim, they will tell him shut up and go away.
That's exactly.
And Egypt closed the border there. Egypt closed the border.
What do you think that they
and
want
if they
the
will
trouble?
Try to cross?
Yep.
Bullet to the head, easy. No, not even thinking.
Why don't they complain to the Egyptians? I mean, really, why? Egypt has a huge border with Gaza, and they should have, and again, left wingers told us that after we withdraw from Gaza, we would not need to help them or do anything to them. We can forget about them. And I don't know why. It's like a nail that we always sit on. Why do we have to still remember them?
Because you're dealing with people who entitlement. They're entitled to something.
Entitled?
That's what.
The only
that's
one that is entitled is something you marry. Entitled. Then they entitle. They but if you don't marry it, you don't entitle.
Electricity.
Yeah.
Everything is from Israel. If they'll stop it tomorrow morning, what will happen there?
What do you mean entitled? They want your cities, they want your house.
Listen, the idea is...
Entitlement.
Israel withdrew out of Gaza, and they voted Hamas government. Whose problem is really... I mean, when they voted the Hamas government, whose problem is that? Is Israel problem or their problem? They voted it. They must deal with it. I mean, what the hell is... why is it our problem? Anyway, so... I just want to say...
Why do you put laughs?
Because I'm laughing.
okay.
I'm laughing. I'll tell you...
It is a joke, just the world don't see.
Yeah. They are fighting between themselves, like PLO, the Fatah, and Hamas. They cannot get to, you know, a consensus on them.
And we are the ones that get blamed.
No, we're always going to get stuffed with that. But let me tell you something. The best guy in the whole... In the whole idea, yeah, I think is Erdogan. You know, yesterday he sends his...
Who is
that? I love this one. You remember that one?
Who is Erdogan?
Erdogan is the one that sends the kisses.
But who is Erdogan? Tell the people, because not everybody, so all your listeners.
Erdogan is the Turkish president, but he's not a president anymore.
Yeah,
now he's a sultan. He's a sultan.
He's the president, the prime minister.
A sultan is a king in Arabic.
He's basically a king.
Roy, is this the one you were talking about this afternoon?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Liel remembered the name of the song. Yeah. So that's Kiss Kiss.
It's a Turkish song. It's a very nice Turkish song. The only thing at the moment that's nice about Turkey.
Somebody says the left is the root of hara. In this world, sorry, it's true. It is true. Yeah. So the left is the root of all bad in the world. You're right. So what I want to say, this Erdogan, I don't know. So he sent the Israeli ambassador back. And I think the South Africans are doing the same.
They did it before Erdogan. They took
they called
South the African ambassador back.
Yeah. Under pressure from the Muslim movement, Toby.
Oh, great.
I would love
one person. Yeah?
This afternoon, the consul, not the ambassador, the consul was sent back home to Israel.
Oh, consul, not ambassador.
The ambassador first and then the consul general.
So basically we don't have any more consulate in South Africa.
Well, not South Africa, in Turkey.
No, here in South Africa as well, there's something they're doing.
No, yeah, in South Africa.
They brought back. She's the Umbuwane, the one who's...
The ANC.
Brought her.
Yeah, the government called their ambassador from Israel, the South African ambassador. They called him back to South Africa to show that they're not happy with Israel.
All right. So in any case, we've got Kiss Kiss. If you like the song, I like the song. Listen to that. This is the best from Erdogan. That will be the movie review with Peter Feldman. The time is now 6:31. Please contact us 010-140-3020. Before Peter will start on air, you can SMS us or WhatsApp us 061-895-1019. 34519 will be the SMSs. I just want to say a few words. SA government recalled ambassador after Malusi Gigaba met with the BDS. I don't want to say what it says.
It says Malusi Gigabyte. It doesn't say...
Gigabyte, you're right.
It doesn't say Gigaba. Yeah. I don't know if it's auto text or someone calling
most
Gigabyte.
Most probably it's auto text. But Gigabyte, I wouldn't mind. I don't think it's got a mind of a Gigabyte.
Yeah.
And Democrat Dianne Feinstein castigated hero Nikki Haley for voting the U.S. resolution calling investigation of the IDF during the so-called Return March disgusting when 50 Hamas terrorist members were killed. It's a nice, Anyway, Peter, before Peter starts, let me tell you that from next week, we're gonna give away four tickets, meaning two pairs of tickets to any new Metro movies. Every week, we're gonna have two pairs of tickets, between four tickets every week from next week. So just keep your ear down for this show. You're going to get a lot of other good prizes. Go for it. What do we have on movies?
I think the big one this week is Deadpool. This is the Ryan Reynolds movie that
Deadpool
did so
2.
Well. Mm-hmm. This is the one that did so well when it was first released. It was an unexpected hit. One of the superheroes. I haven't seen the movie because they're only screening it tomorrow. They're opening it on Friday. So it means I'm just guessing and I'm reading all the hype about it. I think it's going to follow the same track as it did the first one, because to mess with a good good story, to mess with good characters, is not good in the movie business. So they're probably going to rehash some of the stuff that goes on, add a few new characters, and it's going to be at all new Metro cinemas, both in 2D, also at 4DX, you know, the multi-sensory theater, and also Extreme at Select. This is all these cinemas where you actually feel what's going on. It's one of those experiences. So, that is the movie, I think, of the week. The other two movies is Life of the Party, and this is with Melissa McCartney. And McCarthy, you know her? The big girl, yes.
Hubby,
McCarthy.
Comedian, yeah.
Oh,
Melissa,
one.
Yes. And she plays a woman who, after her husband has abruptly asked her for a divorce, this middle-aged woman returns to college to complete her degree. And she goes crazy. It's typical Melissa antics and craziness. It's a comedy. It's regarded as a good-natured comedy. And it also stars Julian Jacobs and Debbie Ryan, people I'm not too familiar with, but they all add to the whole scenario. It's basically Melissa's movie. She's, I think, one of the producers, and she's having a ball. You know, she's really going down the walk of shame because her daughter's there too, and her mother, she's very ashamed of her mother. And the other movie is called Journey's End, and this is about soldiers during the First World War in the trenches. It's set in 1918. It's an award-winning from an award-winning play, and it's these British officers are led by a deranged commander who's in charge, and crazy things happen. And I must say, it shows you the horrors of war. The director is Saul Dibb. And it's more on humanity, and there are not many really heavy battle scenes. So it's about the human aspect of war, and that always gets to a person. It stars Paul Bettany, Sam Claflin, and Asa Butterfield, also Toby Jane. So it's a BBC players, all these BBC actors that you see on the BBC series, they've all been clumped together, and it's quite a moving movie. It's called Journey's End. Then you've got Life of the Party with Melissa, and you've got Deadpool, which is Deadpool 2, which opens on Friday.
Which one would you give it number one?
Deadpool. I think Deadpool's probably going to be the one, you know, if it follows the tracks of its previous one.
The first one was amazing. I love the first one. It was light. It was easy.
Yes, I agree with you. And it was fun. It was very
funny.
It was funny.
Something to do with Liverpool.
This one, I don't remember Liverpool. He was laughing at Beckham.
Oh, was he?
Don't you remember? So one of the, they did a lot of like videos in YouTube with Deadpool. Nothing to do with the movie. Like he's coming to apologize to Beckham because in the first movie he did impersonation of Beckham, you know.
Did
Beckham
he?
Talk like this.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So he laughed at him. So he came to Beckham house and tried to apologize. The other one is when he's trying, Ryan Reynolds, the actor, he's from Canada. So he's advocating for Canada to go to the Eurovision, and he's laughing that even Australia is in the Eurovision, and Australia is not even on Earth, and stuff like this. Very, very funny. Oh, he's trolling Wolverine.
Wolverine.
What's his name?
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. Hugh Jackman is giving a birthday
party.
He's birthday wishes to someone on the internet, and Deadpool is trolling him. He's behind him. And a lot of very funny movies that they did to promote the movie, and it's very nice. You know, you got all the all these networks and all the that you can advertise on. They need a very nice
opening next week. Roy, is a movie that might interest you. It's called Solo, a Star Wars story.
Yeah,
Star Wars.
That's
Star
on War, Han Solo. Yes, Harrison Ford.
Yes, Harrison Ford
when he was young.
It's going to be opening next Friday. Understand.
Can we talk about the Rambo?
Yes, yes. I read somewhere, and I don't know if it's a big joke.
No, it's real.
It's real. Sylvester Stallone announcing
Rambo
that they're going to do Rambo 7 or
and
something.
And he's going to... No, it's not a joke.
They're going to wheel him on, Roy.
Roy, Rambo is back. Listen, Rambo is back, and he's going to fight. He's going to fight with the Mexican that's trying to cross the U.S. border. It's not a joke.
No, it's not a joke.
Trump
is going to send him. Trump is not going to build the wall. He decided to build Rambo. So that's what the movie's about. Yeah?
Weren't you saying, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, about Rambo's wife?
Rambo's wife, yes. No, you remember, she does remember. Do you remember Talia Shire?
Talia Shire said
that she's scared that when she was like eight, she'll be 8 years old, and then she's going to get a call from Sylvester Stallone saying
we've got
another Rocky. Thank you, Roy.
Well,
Rocky 55.
It's getting warmer.
I just want to mention that we spoke before that there's a new movie called Bohemian Rhapsody, and this is going to be about the life of Freddie Mercury and Queen. They released the first trailer today, but the movie is actually coming in 6 months in November. I'm telling everybody, go and watch the trailer.
I'm sure
it's really look amazing.
So it must go to YouTube.
I'm sure
it's on YouTube, the trailer.
Yes, it's on YouTube.
So guys, go to YouTube, watch the trailer, and don't forget to watch our stuff on Facebook, basically.
Facebook.
Porn Stars on 101.9. Or you can go to Instagram, Roy Peretz on Instagram. Or I think it says Roy Porn Star. I'm not sure. Porn Star, you spell P-O-W. No. Porn Star, you said P-A-W-N. Yeah. Anyway, trying to explain to Hamas that the march of return actually happened in 1948. And Yisrael Come Home is like trying to walk.
Am Israel.
Oh, I've got always a problem reading that.
Yeah, because they're writing Hebrew in English.
Am Israel Come Home is like trying to talk common sense to a leftist. It is. Doesn't make sense. How can you talk common sense to a guy, to a person that doesn't have any sense? But all right. It's not that I'm a right wing.
No.
But anyway, let's go to it. Today, Liel, normally Irene suggests the one song, but today I'm going to take Liel's suggestion.
Awesome.
And
song.
It's a very, very beautiful song. It comes from Billy Joel, and it's really, really one of the very, very best. And hopefully, I think it's that one.
Yeah.
It is that, eh?
Yeah, go Billy.
All right, that's Billy Joel. And we're back, believe it or not. The time is now 6:46. You can call us 010 if you dare. 140-3020. Our WhatsApp lines are 061-895-1019. And you can SMS us. It will cost you $1.50. 34519. That's our SMS. And, alright. So, where we are. First of all, today, Megan Fox. She's 32 today. I mean, believe it or not, she's 32. She's beautiful. She's so beautiful. And yeah, so she's my name is Megan Dennis Fox. She's an American actress and a model. She began her acting career in 2001. What? How old was she? Anyway, with several minor television and film roles, and played a regular role in Hope and Faith television sitcom. All right, she's 32 years old. She was born in 1986. And she married Brian Austin Green in 2010. Apparently, she's got 3 kids already. Yeah. Yeah, she made TV shows like New Girl, Hope and Faith, The Help, Ocean Avenue. She's got 3 kids, like I said. And she says, I have no friends and I never leave my house. All right.
That's because her husband is chaining her today.
Yeah, can you move if you move?
Yeah. I would too. Listen, I can't blame him.
Yeah. She says, I could see myself in a relationship with a girl.
What?
That's not bad.
I will imagine it tonight for sure. Thank you.
So she says, I could see myself in a relationship with
you
a girl.
You two are despicable.
Who's you two?
You!
No, I thought you two, Bono, you two.
So, despicable sound like distinguished.
Distinguished?
Yeah.
Distinguishable.
It's not distinguished.
No, it's not.
For a pawn shop, for a pawnbroker, despicable is distinguishable.
You can't even say it.
I can't say it.
Horrible, horrible.
So, I just want to repeat that. I could see myself in a relationship with a girl. Me too, eh?
Oh, with Megan Fox.
She says, Olivia Wilde. Do you know Olivia Wilde?
Oh, yes.
She says Olivia Wilde is so sexy, she makes me want to strangle a mountain ox with my bare hands. She's mesmerizing. What?
Olivia Wilde is something else.
She's nicer than Megan.
She's beautiful.
More than Megan.
I don't know. She's got something mysterious, Olivia Wilde, that is a little bit different, but she's also beautiful.
All right. So Olivia Wilde. Olivia Wilde. All right. Yeah. All right. She says a recent
you know that as we speak, is Messi's playing just a couple of kilometers away from us.
Serious?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I don't care about Messi. Uh-huh. Suarez is there
in
too.
In FNB, Suarez is also, I don't know if they're playing, but they're there. They're sitting on the bench, or they're even standing on the field, but playing.
So who do you think is going to win?
I don't know.
I think Sundowns will win.
I think Atletico Madrid, yeah.
What?
They're not playing? No, they're playing later.
She says, I resent having to prove I'm not retarded.
Yeah.
I mean, please, man. All right. I'm not sexy, beautiful woman. It takes a lot of work to make me look like a girl.
Who are you talking about now?
I'm talking about Megan.
It's still Megan
Fox.
Okay. But there was Olivia Wilde and then Leo Messi.
No, she said, she's
clever.
She wants to be a girlfriend of Olivia Wilde.
Ah. Me too.
That's why her husband doesn't let her leave home. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think her husband will mind too much if she'll bring home Olivia Wilde.
You know what?
Family
station.
Yes.
That's his guys. Yeah.
Please, who else got birthday today? Because she's not too PG, this one. I can't say nice things.
Listen,
about her.
Roy,
let me tell you.
The guys sent a question for you.
Yeah.
Who?
A miserable guy. Yeah, okay. He asked, how do I disable the autocorrect function on my wife? Do you have an answer?
You can't. If she's a Jewish woman, you can't.
Yeah.
So, okay, you know Janet Jackson? Today,
yes.
She's 52.
Wow.
And she's Michael's sister. That's all she's
good
for.
Yeah, all she's good for. Yeah, all she's good for. It's in a complete darkness. They are all the same. That's what she says.
We say about, you know what we say in the darkness. You know.
You know who's 65 today?
65.
I know. Who?
Bond.
James Bond.
James Bond.
James Bond. So Pierce Brosnan.
Yes.
He's He's 65 today.
Only 65? Only 65. He's a bit older.
No, no. He was born 1953. It makes him 65. That's it. Yeah. So he was born in Ireland. He's 188 meters tall. He's quite tall, eh?
Yeah, he's tall.
Yeah. And he's got a spouse in 2001. He had two women. So he had one, Cassandra Harris. And the other one, he's got a new one. He remarried in 2001. Kelly Shave Smith. All right. He's got kids. Lots of. Look how many kids.
How
one,
many?
Two, three, four, five kids.
Five kids. It's five not kids. Too much.
Charlotte, Sean,
these are the one
Dylan,
he knows about.
Paris, Christopher. Hey?
Hi, son.
He's got five what? Kids.
It's James
things
Bond.
Happening in the world.
Yeah. What he used to say?
He says, when people don't believe in you, you have to believe in yourself. That's clever, eh?
Very clever. I couldn't think about it myself.
He says, humiliation is poisonous. It's one of the deepest pains of being human.
Yeah,
I'm not going to read what you have to say.
Thanks.
Let me tell you who, again, there was one of the greatest ever. So at H.H. Holmes, do you know who was H.H. Holmes? I don't know. I didn't know till yesterday who he was, but apparently he's one of the famous people that was born today. His name is Herman Webster Mudgett, better known as Dr. Harry Howard Holmes, or more commonly known as H.H. Holmes. His great thing to humanity was a serial killer.
Ah.
A serial killer. He says, I was born with a devil in me. I could not help the fact that I was a murderer. No more that a poet can help inspiration to sing.
Very clever.
Yeah. I was born with the evil. With the evil one standing as my sponsor beside the bed where I was... you know what? I'm not going to read.
Please anyway, don't.
It's crazy. Anyway.
Creepy.
Oh. You know who was born today? No. Let me tell you. To all those guys that still in the cupboard, Liberace. Liberace was born today. Believe it or not. 100 years ago, exactly. What?
Happy birthday.
And do you know what he died from?
From AIDS. Right? In 1987. Say again?
You said he was born in 1919.
Isn't 100... Oh, it's 99. Niecha, niecha, nechentach. What is that? 99, how do you say? Niecha, nechentach. So it's 99. Sorry, guys, I missed it, yeah. So it's 99. You would have been 99 today, but he died in 1987. Yeah, so his name was Vlazio Valentino Liberace. He was a child prodigy. And let me tell you some facts about him. So first of all, about Liberace. So first of all, he was a child prodigy. Then Walter, I don't know, his name was Walter. That was his teenage stage name. Despite his success, critics disparaged his piano playing abilities. They say he can't play piano, but he was really a good piano player. He popularized the phrase "Laugh all you want, laugh all the way to the bank." That was his phrase. Yeah. Laughing, he made millions. He made really a lot of money. His house really had a piano-shaped pool. He had a piano-shaped pool. He played a pair of twins on Batman in the 60s. There was a Batman in the 60s as well.
Yeah, I remember. I didn't saw it, but I know that there was a Batman in there. Batman and Robin, actually, it was called.
Was it with Robin?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, you can still hire the movie.
Really?
From no, it the was 60s. A TV show. It's not a movie.
Was it a TV
You're
show?
Talking about Batman and Robin that was made in the 90s, got nothing to do with
He
that.
Was an early champion of Barbara Streisand.
What do you mean by an early champion of Barbara Streisand?
I think he Please introduced explain. Her. I think he introduced her Is for it? The first time, yeah.
Sorry, he
publicly denied his homosexuality for decades. Betty White was a close friend of his.
Yeah,
I mean, she was friend with Moses and Jesus too.
Exactly.
Is she still around?
Yeah, I think she's not. She helped. Yeah, she's. Or
she's
something.
Still around.
She helped. She helped Noah build the
yeah.
He published. Eitan and Roy carried the wood.
He published a cookbook. Eitan, not Roy. Roy is still young.
What was he cooking?
There's 9 months between you two.
Listen, 6:55. 6:55, guys.
Yes,
come. Let's talk all our rubbish quickly now. All right. Let me.
Well, you had some couple nice saying that you
all
told
right.
me before.
First of
let's
all,
get to that.
I've got some SMSs. So listen to this one. I know people are carrying on with the stuff of. I mean, you can. Moshe's sleeping. I can't believe it. But all right, yeah, you can sleep, no problem.
You're not sleeping.
All right. All right. So fish and visitors stink after 3 days. I would say that, right? That's right. Eat well, stay fit, die anyway.
Yeah. That's life.
He said, I can never be out of money. I've got enough checks. That's a good one, I'd say.
Yeah.
Experience is a wonderful thing. It enables you to recognize mistake when you do it again. It says, if at first you don't succeed, definitely you shouldn't try skydiving
again.
Unless you chuck.
Chuck who?
Chuck Norris.
No, it says if you don't succeed, if you never succeed on first time, yeah?
If everything is coming your way,
yeah,
you're in the wrong lane.
Yeah. If you wanna be criticized, marry.
Yeah. Oh, get married.
In your case, you don't need to be.
What?
Married to be criticized.
Nah, I've got enough secretaries and PAs. Yay! To secretary. Yeah. Well, you're doing this, why are you doing this? All right. Always borrow money from a pessimist. You won't expect it back.
That's a good one, but now tell us how to find a pessimist.
Let me tell you, if I wonder if clothes in China say made around the corner.
Nice.
In God we trust, other must pay cash. That we know, man, that we know. Guys, I wanted just to thank you. The time is 6:05.
What about tomorrow?
5, oh, tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to be here at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we're going to really, really enlighten you with a lot of nice talk and nice stuff. And I just want, why this one doesn't play by me lately? Oh,
you got another message for the.
Why do Jews have circumstances?
Circumcisions.
Before the, because they're optimistic.
Yeah. That's right. It will grow again.
It will grow again. Good one, my brother. Good one. Keep them. Nah, it's not that I don't like women, but even this guy, you know him, Jeff Lane, he was talking about evil women. I'm not just, we're going to say our goodbyes along this song. So this is Jeff Lane.
Bye.
Talking about evil women. And I'm going to say goodbye from Tower Technician. Thank you so much, Tabo, for being with us this horrible hour. So here you go.
Are you driving for Tabo. Crazy, no?
Thank you. Nicole.
Yes.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you for having me. I'm back.
She's back. You're looking like a, I mean, you sound like an old Jewish bat, let me tell you.
All right.
Thank you, Liel, for being with us. And you're going to see Liel tomorrow as well. Yes. Eitan, thank you so much for being with us.
Cheers. Talk to you.
Moshe Staroga, thank you so much for being with us.
Good evening. Thank you.
And last but not least.
At least.
What's her name exactly?
Irene Bauer.
Ah, yeah.
Hey, don't forget me. My name is Roy Peretz. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Yeah. Here's Evil Woman.